Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from our gospel lesson, John chapter 8. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." There are different ways in which we could celebrate the festival of the Reformation. We may take it as a day to confess the gospel, or a day to be thankful for God's plan of salvation in Jesus Christ. There are many different approaches to this day. But those words from Jesus in the gospel lesson lead us to a different direction. John chapter 8 is an invitation not to open our lips, but to open our ears. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus and his word and be free. All people need freedom from slavery. Those Jews who Jesus was talking to, as recorded in our gospel lesson, didn't really understand what that was all about. They didn't understand how they had been enslaved. Now, this is kind of puzzling because we know the history of Israel and the times that they were enslaved in Egypt and so forth, and even the present day slavery in Rome. So we don't know exactly what they were thinking. But Jesus told them earlier, "I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." And then, verse 34 of our text, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." And so Jesus is making that connection, slavery and sin. But they didn't believe Jesus. They didn't listen to him. And so they were enslaved. Since this is the Reformation, and a lot of times we refer to Luther, we understand that the early Luther didn't understand this as well. He knew that he was enslaved to sin, but he thought it was the fact that he was sinful that was causing his slavery. He could never find that freedom from sinning. And neither can we. No one can. But Luther thought this way. He was tormented by the fact of his sins. He could never find that freedom from sinning. And we acknowledge the fact that we also remain sinful even to this very day. But does that mean that Christ has not set us free? See, Luther thought that the slavery was caused by sin, but in reality it was something else. His slavery was caused by the fact that he couldn't hear the voice of Jesus, and thereby he couldn't believe in Jesus. And today that same thing happens in our world. And of course, we'll dismiss the world from our conversation because the world doesn't admit first base. It doesn't even acknowledge being enslaved to anything. And if anything, our world is opening up new and varied areas to sin in. But we won't even go down that road. But as we look at ourselves, God's own dear children, we find ourselves living and acting as though we were enslaved, in chains, not free to live God-pleasing lives in relationship to God or in relationship to one another. We do not live lives that are set free as God intended. So what's going on? What exactly is this slavery? It's a slavery of the ears, just like Luther. It is caused by listening to those wrong voices, listening to the wrong messages. The Jews back in Jesus' day would listen to anything but Jesus' words. And so Jesus teaches them, abide in my word, remain in my word. But they would have nothing of it because they wouldn't listen to his words. What was Luther listening to? Perhaps Luther, in his agony and distress, was only listening to his words of agony and distress, his cries for help, and he couldn't hear Jesus. The promise, God's promise, is for you, and it is this: Christ's word sets us free from slavery, to the slavery of other voices, so that we can truly listen to him. Listen to Jesus and be set free. And so what are we to listen to? We are to listen to Jesus as he talks to us about himself. If you read this whole section of John chapter 8 and even go back into chapter 7, it seems that the whole conversation between Jesus and the Jews centers on who is Jesus. And in fact, in verse 25, they ask him right out, who are you? And so Jesus, in his teaching, tries to teach them who he really is. Verse 58, he says, before Abraham was, I am. He also tells us in this section, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And then, I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. As we listen to these words of Jesus, as we hear them, we hear that Jesus is the perfect Son of the Father from eternity. He is true God, true man. Jesus is the eternal Word made flesh. As the perfect Son of the Father, Jesus obeys the will of his Father perfectly. He carries out that will as no one else ever had and no one else ever could. And he completes that work. There on the cross, he utters that cry, it is finished. And so to bring about your salvation, he dies in your sins. He was trapped and entombed for your slavery. And so on Easter, that was all broken. Chains were gone. He was gone, as John describes, for a little while. But then he showed himself to be the resurrection and the life. He laid down his life in order to take it up again. And so the Son lives. This is who he is, the resurrection and the life. Remain in him. Listen to him. And be set free from unbelief. Listen to the voice of Jesus and be set free. In Jerusalem of long ago, the Jews wouldn't listen. They actually stopped up their ears. For Luther, long ago, God enabled him to open his ears to the voice of Jesus. And it was that voice that overcame those inner accusations of Luther's conscience. And so for us today, listen to the voice of Jesus and be set free from the slavery to sin. Yes, our sins are great, but he is the one perfect Son of God. He is greater than all of our sins put together. The result is that we will not die in our sins because he has already done that. We've listened to many different voices, voices that tell us that we are in control, voices that tell us to pursue that sin that flows from the heart, the desires of the heart. Stop listening to them. Stop listening to those voices, for they will only lead you into slavery. Listen to Jesus. We belong to him. He will protect us. He is the one who gives our life meaning. And so now we are free, as we listen to Jesus, free to serve God. And we serve God by serving our fellow man. This is what we are made for, to listen to Jesus and to serve God by serving our fellow man. And this is the basis of true freedom. Listen to him. Remain in his word. Be set free. On this Reformation Day, pray that the Lord opens our ears to hear so that Jesus' word can free us from that slavery to unbelief. Listen to Jesus and be set free. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.